Well, you know, the movie The Interview got an enormous amount of publicity over the last couple of weeks. Maybe not the kind of publicity Sony wanted, but the Seth Rogen, James Franco comedy did bring in $1 million on Christmas Day and about $3 million at the box office this weekend. They weren't on the 3,000 screens they originally thought they would be on, but they did get about 300 screens in mostly independent theaters throughout the area, including Werrenburg and the Chase Park Plaza cinemas here and the Galleria cinemas and the MX movies downtown, most of which reported a lot of sellouts on Christmas Day and all through the weekend. And then there was the online component to this, in which Sony says that it is now their number one online movie of all time, downloaded about 2 million times, $6 to rent it, $15 to own it. They made about $15 million. I can't help but wonder whether theater owners are happy about that, considering it only made $3 million at the box office and $15 million to people watching it at home via Google Play or YouTube. And yesterday, Apple started making it available through their iTunes store. Will there be a paradigm shift because of this, or is this a one-off for a movie that got all the free publicity it wanted, even if it wasn't all positive? After all, the movie did cost $45 million to make and at least that much in marketing costs. So $18 million total for the weekend, not that much. And word of mouth on the movie is that it's not that great. We'll have to see whether it can continue to bring in eyeballs in the next few days and the next few weeks as well. But all of this went back to the story that Sony had been hacked by North Korea. That it was North Korea that had gotten into the corporation's computers and gotten its whole hands on private emails inside the company, and that they were doing this as retribution for Franco and Rogen making a movie about an assassination of Kim Jong-un. But my next guest says, don't blame North Korea. They didn't hack Sony. He's a guy who knows a little bit about hacking because he is an online security expert for a company called Cloudflare. His name is Mark Rogers, and he joins me now. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. Give me the basics on why you think it was not North Korea that hacked Sony.
So it's just simply not the most logical explanation. And when you look at the evidence the FBI presented, it seems pretty thin. They hinged the evidence on the fact that the malware found inside the Sony hack resembles malware found in a couple of other hacks. But what they don't point out is that the other hacks they talk about were never fully attributed to North Korea anyway. And when you consider that and you start to think about the facts that the guys who did this never mentioned the film in their first communications. In fact, their very first message to Sony was an extortion attempt. It starts to look a little bit more like a regular type of hack rather than a nation state.
All right, I want to go over that point again here because this is very important, and a lot of people have missed this, that when the Sony hack began, the hackers never said, we're doing this because of the interview, right?
That's correct. Their very first email was to the Sony executives and to the Sony executives alone, and it demanded money. The next message they sent out was this threatening message that appeared on all of the Sony computers after they hacked them. And that message demanded equality, which seemed to line more up with the fact that Sony was in the middle of a massive round of layoffs.
So you think that this might be a disgruntled ex-employee, right?
I think it probably started out that way. Later on, it kind of feels more like a bunch of other folks got involved, because when you read the messages and you look at the information, it starts to become a bit schizophrenic. There's all sorts of different agendas at play, and that sort of reads to me like other folks have started messing around with this.
Do you believe that the hackers did this because they wanted to embarrass Sony?
Yes. If you look at what they did with the data they got hold of all of Sony's key financial information. They got hold of people's passports, people's social security numbers. What did they do with it? Did they try to complete an extortion? Nope. Did they try to sell the money, the information? Nope. All they did was they dumped it. They burnt the information. And the only people who burn that kind of valuable information are people who are looking to hurt someone.
But they did try to extort some money from Sony in exchange for not releasing the information, right?
Right. And remember what I said about, I think, other people involved in this. I think it started out as an extortion attempt, but I don't think it went anywhere. They couldn't get any response. And so at that point, they probably either gave up or they gave access to other people. And then you have other people with different agendas coming in. And maybe they just simply thought, you know what, if we can't make any money, we're going to make Sony pay.
So then why did Sony, did the Sony hack start becoming the story of North Korea hacking into an American corporation?
So I think it was a coincidence. Around the same time, North Korea had sent a letter to the State Department and to the White House saying, don't show this film, we hate this film, if you show it, we're going to make you pay. And the media started to speculate, well, what if these two events are linked? It was around the time that speculation started that the next message that came from the hackers said, don't show the film. I think it was opportunistic. They saw this speculation going on and realized, hey, here's a convenient way for us to offload the blame to somebody who can never be punished, never can be fully accused, and takes it well away from us.
There's a story in the Washington Post today, Mark, that a self-proclaimed member of the cyber terrorist group Lizard Squad played a role in this massive attack against Sony. Do you know what Lizard Squad is, and do you believe that they could have been involved?
At this point, almost anyone could have been involved because there's so little information that is really concrete and sure. It's very difficult to rule anything out. Lizard Squad is an online group of, I wouldn't even describe them as hacktivists. They're a hacker group who traditionally take out gaming networks with flooding attacks. They're the guys who took out certainly the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live over Christmas. Could they have done it? It's possible. I think it's unlikely because they've never done anything of this kind of scale before, and they typically tend to prefer things like flooding attacks where they knock out services.
The Post story says that a person identifying himself as a Lizard Squad administrator said that the group provided a number of Sony employee logins to Guardians of Peace, which is the group that we keep hearing was involved in this, and said that they did actually flood Sony's websites with something like 1.2 terabits per second, which was enough to throw things off. And when asked why, he said, because this is just a game to us. This is fun. How does that sound to you?
Sorry, I was just going to say, this is the new breed of kind of internet joyriders. They like to cause damage for the lulls. I find a lot of this unlikely. There was no major DOS, denial of service attack against Sony reported around the time. I think it's plausible that whoever handed over the access to Sony could have been affiliated with these guys. Can't rule that out. But I certainly think they're playing up their role in this.
So then why does the FBI think it's North Korea? Is it possible that the hackers, whoever they may be, are not from North Korea but made it look like they are?
That's very likely. What hackers tend to do is push the blame elsewhere. When you're hacking something, you don't connect to it directly through your own network to their network. What you do is you route it through as many different places as possible. And you leave as much evidence as possible that points to somebody else, because at the end of the day, you don't want to get caught. And North Korea is a very convenient target to blame, because once someone thinks it's a nation state, pretty much the rest of the investigation stops. What can you do? It's a nation state. It excuses almost everything. It's convenient for the FBI because now they have a target they can point the finger at and show that they've done their job. And it's convenient for the security vendors because they have an excuse. We were hacked because it was a nation state. You know, we can't accept blame for this.
Is it likely that the people responsible for all of this are going to get caught?
At this stage, I'm not so sure. I think if everyone keeps on staying hung up on the fact that it's North Korea, I think that's less likely because they're not going to put the resources into investigating this. That said, whoever did this did a lot of damage and caused a lot of noise. Somebody somewhere knows something about it, and it's probably going to be worth money for them to come forward.
What should other corporations learn from this?
You have to take security seriously. From the dumps that came out of Sony, we saw very clearly that Sony was not taking security seriously. So much sensitive information was sitting out in the clear. They had massive lists of passwords without any encryption just sitting there on drives that were able to be accessed by the hackers. What this shows is hackers can and will take advantage of your weaknesses. And if you don't take security right, you will end up internet roadkill.
When I asked you a moment ago, could somebody make it look like it's North Korea, that's kind of a game of misdirection there. I can't help but wonder if the U.S. government is using some misdirection in telling us that North Korea was involved while they're doing some other stuff behind the scenes themselves. Not that I'm conspiracy-minded in any way, but if what they're telling us turns out not to be true, if your speculation is more correct than the FBI's speculation, what could they be doing there?
So this is the problem. This is a game of speculation at the moment.
Yeah.
No one has any really concrete information to go on. Everything is really thin. It's possible that the government is playing a game of countermeasures behind the scenes. I hope they are, but I've never seen them do a game like that where they've make an announcement and then do such a massive U-turn. It would embarrass the FBI massively if they did that.
Go ahead.
I think they generally believe that it is North Korea.
Last week, about a day or two after President Obama talked about this and was asked by reporters, would the U.S. Counterattack in some way, he said, well, we're working on things, but we're not going to talk about what they are. And, of course, there are ways to do it that are public and ways to do it that are very confidential. Do you think that North Korea's subsequent loss of Internet a day or two later was a result of something being done by the United States of America or just coincidental?
No, I think that was, I wouldn't exactly describe it as coincidental. I think the things are related. But that attack against North Korea looked amateurish to me. It didn't last very long. It wasn't massively encompassing. It didn't completely take North Korea off the internet. It made them inaccessible for a short period of time. That smells like the sort of attacks that people like Lizard Squad have been responsible for. That's an amateur DOS against a website or against a set of services that lasted as long as they could run their attack.
Mark, why doesn't the FBI have guys as smart as you?
They do. They absolutely do. But it's a really difficult game. Attribution is probably the hardest part of cybersecurity and investigation. And to some extent, these guys don't have the same kind of... They have pressure on them, and I don't. So I can sit back in my armchair and look at the data with a relaxed kind of attitude, whereas they're under pressure to come up with a guilty party.
You think that's political pressure?
I think so.
Interesting. Well, I am a person who lives in the evidence-based world, and since the FBI hasn't offered us valid evidence for it, and you've offered valid explanations for why it can't be what the FBI says it is, all you've done is make me a little bit more cynical about these claims that North Korea was involved in this at all. Although, in the long run, it'll be interesting to see how things play out, both for Sony and for other corporations, and, in fact, for the United States government.
I totally agree.
Mark, thanks.
This is going to really change a lot of things.
Mark, thanks so much for joining me here today.
You're welcome.
Mark Rogers is the principal security researcher for Cloudflare. There's a link to his article on my website, harrisonline.com, and we'll put one up on ktrs.com as well.